The theme is superheroes, which we had originally envisaged as being Superman, Spider-Woman, Wonder Woman, the Marvel comic character type things. So we always try and find the theme which will appeal to our younger residents, so our school children, etc. So it gives them lots of ideas about dressing up, design the floats, etc. So that's what we always find, which they can all relate to, make sense to them, and encourage them to dress up as their heroes, basically.
Who have you got joining floats? Because it's quite a lot of work for the floats. You don't just do them overnight.
No, I haven't got the list in front of me, but there's a whole group of scouts and guides and local schools, etc., will take part. A few of the organisations, Hawley, are putting floats in. I think there's one pub that's putting a float in. They're all coming from all different directions. Oh, Archway Theatre has joined us quite recently as a float. So some are walking and some are on either tractor trailers or lorries. They have a choice.
So part of the day itself, you've got the parade going around. What else can people enjoy on the superhero carnival?
We've got the arena programme, which will be some of the two of the bands that we have in the parade. We've got a taekwondo display. We've got a rock choir. And I think we also have a dance display as well. So the arena's pretty full on the whole afternoon. The arena's programme starts about 1 o'clock and goes right through to about 5 o'clock when they finish.
Wow, it is there's so much goes into it with everything, and they're so amazing to see. I mean, I just love the fact that people are making floats. So they spend months in advance sorting their costumes, building the floats themselves. Mm-hmm. Very exciting.
Apart from what we've said is going to be there, there's other things around the ground as well. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of community stalls there. People, local community groups have promoting themselves, etc., and doing the raffles, etc., fundraising. We also have a petting farm with farm animals that the children can handle. We have reptiles. Tom's talking reptiles, so they can handle reptiles. We have a Punch and Judy show doing three performances during the afternoon. A BMX display team who do a lot of aerial stuff. So we thought, well, that's the sort of thing that will appeal to the younger residents again. Something they all might want to do. Hopefully they don't try it once they see it.
Brilliant.
But it also ties in with the fact that we have a skate park in the recreation ground. And we have an organisation called Team Rubicon coming in, and they give free lessons on skateboarding and BMXs, etc. And they're very good at it. And they do that. That's free all day for the carnival. And they supply the equipment as well if the kids haven't got their own.
That sounds lovely.
And then in the evening, we have a firework display.
Brilliant.
That's put on by Beaches Funfair, who Funfair is always at the carnival. They're there from Friday through to Sunday night for the carnival, but I know they're staying longer just as part of the stay while they're here. They all support the firework display. I can't tell you what time, because we say when it gets dark. Because it's getting towards the longest day of the year, and it depends on what the weather's like, how quick it gets dark enough to appreciate the fireworks. That is free, as is the carnival. The carnival's free to enter as well.
Everything's free to enter and free to go. Yes. Along.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So you know, people can come and go as much as they like all afternoon, because we don't do tickets, etc. You can free to enter. Now, so the other thing we had, which is a late addition to our activities, is that Surrey Fire Rescue have come up with a major involvement. We normally invite along the local fire engine from Salford's. This year, they've also going to provide an aerial ladder platform, the one that goes right up very high in the air, and also another fire engine that comes with it. And they'll be coming down from the Leatherhead Fire Station. Apart from being called out, they'll be there all afternoon in the ground.
That's brilliant. I know lots of young people absolutely love to see the fire engine and all. They usually open up the doors of them, don't they, so you can see what equipment they've got.
That's it, yes. Yeah, that's it. They'll be up in the car park by the main entrance, because they have to be on fairly heavy, solid ground for the weight of the vehicles. But also, we need them near the entrance in case they get called out on an operational call, because yes, they are operational all through the afternoon, so anytime they can disappear. So this theme was originally planned for the 2020 carnival. Then for 2021, for well-known reasons, we had to cancel both. So we thought, no, we'll keep the theme going. We haven't used it. There's no reason not to keep it going. So that's what we did.
Well, it sounds brilliant. Sounds fantastic for people to dust down if they'd already got their costumes. And for those that haven't got costumes, can people that aren't on floats get involved and just dress up anyway?
Yes, of course they can. Yep. The parade itself is judged. The floats are judged by local mayors, etc. And we have four categories. There's the adults, best adult float, first, second, and third place. There's the best junior float, first, second, and third place. And there's the best dressed float or entry. And there's the most humorous float or entry.
So it sounds quite fun. So are you involved in the judging?
I have been in the past, but not this year. No, when I was mayor for 2 years of Hawley, then I did the judging. But now I'll be there with the judging team, making sure they know what they're doing, and it goes well.
And the superhero theme, will you have an insight into what the judges will be looking for when they're judging the floats?
Well, I'd like to think that if they're judging juniors against juniors, not juniors against adults. So I think that's why we split it. So it makes it a bit more, not so clear that the adults can always do better than the children because obviously the ages, etc. So we try and build into the fact, have they built around the theme? Have they, what's the commitment to the theme? Have the fancy dress, the design, the float, etc. Although bear in mind, of course, some will be on tractor and trailer units or lorries, and some will be walking. So you have to take the consideration that there'll be different types. There'll be walking entries and ones on vehicles. So that can make a difference in what you design. But also that best dressed. I mean, that best dress can cover anything, from any age group and any type of entry. And then, of course, you've got the humorous ones, and we've had some very, very funny ones in the past. And there's always one that tends to stand out. And it's the same organisation who's done it every year because they are so good at it. And they just take the theme and have that little twist on it, which makes it extremely funny when you see it. The way they design the float, it's amazing.
Brilliant. So it's going to be quite something to look out for then for people that come to watch, even if they're not involved in making a float or dressing up themselves, that can come along and watch. It's all free.
Yep. I think it's just, we've had 2 years of nothing in way of community events. We've had some, but not what we're used to in Hawley. And I think it's nice to get people back out of their houses, out in the fresh air, in the sunshine. The weather forecast hopefully is good, though they keep talking about thunderstorms, and enjoy it and go back to what we were doing, just get back to what we used to do and not worry about pandemics and things for a while.
I'm sure that each year there must be people that have their float every year and they're hoping to win. This could be their year. Do you have lots of people that regularly enter?
Oh, yes. Yeah, we do. Unfortunately, we don't get as many schools currently as we used to. I think that's one of the problems. We're obviously still suffering the after effects of COVID, etc. So we found it was quite interesting in the assembly area when there was also an inter-school battle going on between which school had the best floats and trying to influence the judges to agree with them. I think as we have a different mayor each year, so they do things differently. So there's not the same people judging every year, which might have their favourites, shall we say, or people think they have their favourites. The winners of the floats are then invited into the arena once the parade has arrived at the recreation ground, when they'll receive their awards, their trophies, etc. They have a cup, which they can keep for a year, and they have other little bits and goodies as well. And that will be done with in front of the Suzy Radio outside broadcast unit.